BBC News with Nick Kelly. President Trump has said he has no recording of his conversations with the former FBI chief, James Comey, whom he sacked. Mr. Trump tweeted that he didn't know whether there were any recordings, but he hadn't made any himself. Mr. Trump has previously implied that there might be tapes. Four U.S. Republican senators have signaled that they cannot support the draft health care bill put forward by the party's leadership to replace Obamacare. They said they were open to negotiation. A vote is not expected until next week. The British Prime Minister, Theresa May, has presented her plans to ensure the rights of European Union citizens in Britain after it leaves the EU. Mrs. May told European leaders that any EU citizen who had been in the UK for 5 years would be given a new immigration status, referred to as settled EU. European leaders gathered in Brussels say they've reached agreement on closer defence cooperation after Britain has left. The President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, called it an historic step. He said member states had 3 months to agree on a list of criteria and commitments. The UN General Assembly has voted to refer a dispute between Britain and Mauritius over the Chagos Islands to the International Court of Justice. Mauritius argues that the British government broke international law when it retained control of the islands after Mauritius' independence. A new study says that safe burial practices introduced by the Red Cross during the recent Ebola outbreak in three West African countries probably saved thousands of lives. Around 29,000 people were infected with Ebola in the outbreak. And US officials say they believe North Korea has carried out another rocket engine test on Wednesday, the first since March. US officials are concerned the rocket engine technology is being tested to develop an intercontinental ballistic missile. BBC News.